You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following our previous interview with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, we had a conversation with PSA National Secretary Fleur Fitzsimons to discuss the government's pre-budget announcement. The PSA have referred to the government's cuts to the operating allowance as an irresponsible recipe for failure for the health system and public sector, and plan to strongly oppose any job cuts for public servants or health workers. Here is that interview with the PSA's Fleur Fitzsimons. Can you explain what Nicola Willis's pre-budget announcement implies for the public sector?
Yeah, well, we're very concerned about Nicola Willis's pre-budget announcement because what it does is halve the operating allowance that is available to meet cost pressures, particularly within health, education and public services. And we know that inflation and other cost pressures facing those important public services are significant. And the amount of money that she announced yesterday will mean that those cost pressures are not properly met. And that means downgrading of our health system even further, our education system and our public services. So it's very concerning for New Zealand. But also what it highlights is that this government was more interested in irresponsible tax cuts than investing in the health and education and public services that we all rely on.
So which government departments do you think will experience funding reductions or be exempt from additional funding in Budget 2025?
Well, that is detail that we need to see through the government. What we do know so far is that there's going to be a significant investment in defence. The extent to which that is operational as opposed to capital or equipment is yet to be fully understood, because what we know is that the government are cutting civilian personnel within our defence force, and that is a real risk to their ability to actually meet their own commitments around their defence capability plan and their New Zealand's role in this ever-changing geopolitical climate. We don't know the details on other government agencies. Last year, the government took a blanket 6.5 or 7.5% reduction on, required a mandated a reduction in spending on government departments of 6.5 or 7.5. We haven't seen that kind of detail yet. We need to understand in the lead up to the budget and on budget day exactly what it will mean for particular programs within government departments and any flow on impacts on jobs. But the position of the New Zealand Public Service Association as the union for public sector workers is that we will be opposing every cut and every job loss, because we know that these public servants play an absolutely critical role in making sure that New Zealand can meet the challenges we face. For example, the challenges of climate change, the challenges of our infrastructure deficit, our need to properly support our children who are living in poverty. All of the challenges facing New Zealand can be addressed and responded to by public servants doing their job well with community providers. And this government is downgrading public services, which will mean that as a country, we can't properly face those increasing challenges that we all know are here and coming.
Do you think that the operating allowance cuts can be attributed to the practice of borrowing last year to fund tax cuts?
Yeah, well, it was pretty rich for Nicola Willis to say that she's worried about debt and borrowing when her own government borrowed to fund tax cuts, which is very irresponsible economic management. It should never have happened. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. It wasn't affordable. And this government made a choice to borrow to fund tax cuts and a tax windfall for landlords at the expense of our health system, of education, our schools and public services. And that was a choice they made. She should own responsibility for that instead of now turning it into something where those services are forced to suffer as a result of her government's choice to borrow to fund tax cuts.
Some of the areas of government that Nicola Willis has indicated will receive additional funding will be health, education, law and order, defence, and a small number of critical social investments. What do you make of these specific areas receiving the greatest funding allocation?
Well, obviously those areas do need funding, but what I really want to see is the level of this funding, because with the cuts to the operating allowance, it will simply not be possible to address the cost pressures in health and in education. And this government has not increased health funding consistent with inflation. And if you don't do that as a government, health funding and the ability of our health system to deliver effective health services to everybody is undermined. And this government is the first government in many years that hasn't inflation-adjusted health spending. So when they say they're going to increase health spending, of course they need to increase it. We need to increase it every year because of increase in population. But what we actually need to see is the extent to which that is increased. Is it increased inconsistently with the inflation, and is it increased inconsistently with the cost pressures facing our health system? And it will not be possible with the operating allowance that she's announced for them to do that. So let's see the detail in the budget, but I'm very sceptical that this government will be able to increase funding to health, education, public services, defence and a small number of community initiatives or social investment, given how constrained they've made this operating allowance.
So just to reiterate, are you confident that the government will give adequate funding to the health system in Budget 2025?
I have absolutely no confidence that this government will fund our health system to the level it needs to be funded. We've already seen them dismissing workers in our data and digital systems, dismissing workers who support clinical patient safety and outcomes at Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora. This government has shown no regard for the professionalism of our health workforce and has dismissed hundreds and hundreds of workers. What they need to do is increase funding significantly, put those jobs back in place, support our clinicians at the front line to do their job well, instead of saying that there will be some small increase in health funding on top of many, many cuts that this government's imposed on the health system. I've absolutely no faith that we will see the funding we need to run an effective public health system that all New Zealanders need and deserve.
And do you think that halving the operating allowance will have any connection to increasing economic growth, as Nicola Willis has implied?
Well, this government talks a big game when it comes to economic growth. She took on the particular portfolio in that area, but she's made cuts to the Ministry for Business, Innovation and Employment, whose job it is to drive economic growth within the economy. They've also made cuts to our science sector. Our science sector was world renowned for the work that it was doing, cutting edge work in research and development, which would really have driven economic growth. But again, this government had a short-sighted approach and has cut funding and sacked many hundreds of scientists in our Crown Research Institute. So I have no faith that this government is going to drive an economic growth agenda, and the projections are that it won't be growing as fast as the government need or had predicted themselves.
All right, Fleur, that's everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish off?
I'm just very keen to see the detail on Budget Day, because that will be really where we see the true impact of this government's agenda, and I'm very worried about their approach to investment in public health in particular, because we know that our public health system is already strained. People are not able to see a doctor. People are not getting the health care that they deserve, and that's putting huge pressure on patients and their families, and that's really the responsibility for that lies with the government.
And that was PSA National Secretary Fleur Fitzsimons talking to us about the government's recent pre-budget announcement.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.